It's time for Let's Chat with Rustite, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustite. Everybody, and welcome back to Let's Chat with Rustite. My name is Nick Russell, and Happy New Year, everybody. So, this first podcast heading into 2021, I thought it'd be fitting to talk about goals. Now, everybody has their New Year's resolutions or whatever the case may be, but I don't like doing New Year's resolutions because when you word it like that, chances are you're not going to complete them. For example, I don't know how many years I set, gave myself a New Year's resolution to get in better shape and eat healthier. And I can guarantee you that never happens. I like my crappy food and very rarely do I get out and go to the gym and work out. But instead of setting a resolution, I want to talk about setting goals, specifically for yourself and for your business. Now, before we get into setting goals and the tools that I use to do that, I was reading a blog and they talked about this. I was reading about this a little while ago and then it came up recently. When you're setting goals, you want to set SMART goals. And what I mean by set SMART goals, it's a criteria that you can use using the word SMART. Now, the how to set your goals is you want to be specific, measurable, have your goal assignable, be realistic, and have it time related. So the specific, measurable, assignable, realistic, and time related spells out SMART. Now, when you're setting your goals, you obviously want to be specific. You want to target a specific area for improvement. So whatever that is in your business, be very specific about the goals you're setting. Then you want to have it measurable. You want to have at least a suggested indicator of the progress. So you want to be able to measure and be held accountable for that goal. The next is you want it to be assignable. Obviously, as entrepreneurs, and I had said it before, an entrepreneurial lifestyle can be very lonely, but it doesn't have to be like that. You can have a team in place that's there to help you with your goals in your business. And the better the team you have, the more successful you will be. So having a goal, no matter how big or small, being able to assign certain tasks for that goal will help you reach that goal even faster. The next is you want to be realistic. You don't want to set an unattainable goal. You want to be realistic in what you're setting so that way you can achieve that goal. And then you want to have it time related. So you don't want to have just an open-ended goal and maybe a year, two, 3 years still not completed. You want to be able to set that due date for the goal. So if you're setting a goal for whatever the case may be, you want to say, okay, I want this done by the second quarter. I want this done by the end of the year. I want this done by September 21st. Whatever the case may be, you want to have a due date for it so you know when it should be done and you can hold yourself accountable for that. Now, when it comes to goal setting, there are two tools that I use. One is my favorite app platform called Todoist. Now, actually, that's where I read the SMART criteria for setting goals. But using the Todoist app allows you to not only set the goal, but you can create a project surrounded around that goal. Then in there, you can have sub-projects, you can have sections, with each section having tasks, so you can better break it down, as well as you can add team members to that project and have them help you meet whatever the goal is by your deadline. So that is one of the biggest tools that I use. And in there, you could obviously break it down by priority. You can have different due dates for different tasks that are associated with that goal slash project and so on. Now, the other cool thing that I do is I use the Rocketbook planners. Now, it doesn't have to be Rocketbook. You can use any old planner or even just have a notebook. And in there, that's when you're going to write out your progress. So one thing I learned this year that really helped me with my goals was kind of journaling, so to speak. Not so much journaling in the way you would think, writing down your thoughts and all that kind of stuff. But what I did was, in my Rocketbook Panda Planner, it has a morning and evening routine section for each day of the week. And in there, that's what I use for the goals. So I set, whether it be the monthly goals, the yearly goals, the weekly goals, it's all written down in my daily planner. And I talk about how far I got on that goal, what I accomplished, and there's a small task list section as well to the side where you can physically write out what the goals were for that day. So that gives me not only the digital side of things with Todoist, but actually writing it down, so it's always fresh in my memory and it always keeps me on task to hit that goal. So hopefully that this short little podcast really helps you with setting your goals for 2021, and I would love to hear what your goals are. So whenever you listen to this podcast, head to our Facebook page, Rust Tech Media, and let us know on the post how you set your goals and what your goals are. I will have a post on this every Thursday. I have my podcasts launched on social media, and they're published every Thursday using Anchor. So whether you're commenting on the podcast or whatever platform you're listening on, let me know what your goals are and how you're going to accomplish them. As well, if you head to Entrepreneur Momentum in Facebook, that's our free entrepreneur Facebook group where we shy away from spamming the group with links and offers, but provide more value so we can help each other grow in our businesses and help us stay accountable for our goals. And in 2021, I'm working on a mastermind team that'll be a part of that group. So I'm not sure if we're going to be able to do it in person with these lockdowns, because I wanted to have one in January, but with the lockdowns, that's not going to happen. But we can always do that via Zoom. And the best part is, if you're not local, we can have more people to have these meetings, and we can all hold each other accountable for our goals. So hopefully this was helpful. And remember, Entrepreneur Momentum, make sure you join that group so we can hold you accountable for your goals, and you could hold me accountable for mine. So thank you so much for listening. Hope this helped, and we'll chat with you next week. As entrepreneurs, our time is very valuable, so spending time online should be kept at a minimum. But if you're scrolling through Facebook groups all day and not getting anything from them other than seeing everybody's website links or offer links or promotion links, you're not really doing yourself any service to moving the needle in your business and creating momentum. Now, I wanted to change that. I created a Facebook group called Entrepreneur Momentum that is all about driving momentum for your business. No links, no spamming, none of that. This group is completely about value and providing value for others. So you're not scrolling endlessly through a group just to see what the group is about and to see what kind of value can be given. If you head to facebook.com/groups/entrepreneurmomentum, click the join button and join this community of entrepreneurs that are ready and willing to help each other and create momentum in all of our businesses.